seagrass habitats perform a lot of functions in the coastal zone, but the one that most people can identify with is that they provide shelter and food for the juveniles of many economically important finfish and shellfish, shrimp that people love to eat, as well as crabs like the blue crab. These animals settle into these habitats in their larval stage. They grow up very rapidly because there's plenty of food there, and there's also plenty of shelter for, you know, to provide them protection from things that would like to eat them.
Why is it important that we have natural habitats for them versus just commercializing everything and making it farmed?
Shrimp farming is a pretty difficult thing to do in this country. I mean, we certainly have a lot of imports from shrimp farms in lesser developed countries. But here, the coastal property is just so valuable that I don't think shrimp farming is really a possibility. To do it on land and to do it in the ocean, it's been tried many times, but things like hurricanes really make that difficult. I think for us, you know, in North America, the wild harvest is a pretty significant thing. And of course, there's a traditional way of life that many people have. I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, have grown up making their living by harvesting finfish and shellfish. And there's a pretty strong tradition.
So half of the seagrass has disappeared since the 1940s. What is causing that?
The main reason that the seagrass has disappeared throughout the Gulf Coast and indeed along the Atlantic coast of the United States as well, and really we can extend that globally, is that the clarity of the waters in the coastal zone has decreased.
So they're not getting enough sunlight, and that's what's causing them to die.
Exactly. They're plants. They need light to photosynthesize, and they need lots of it.
And the clarity is decreasing because there's a lot of particulate matter in there. Is that coming downriver because of development and construction, or what's causing that?
There are several causes. I mean, one big one is the one that you just referred to. It's really poor land management with a lot of runoff coming from urban areas as well as farmlands that eventually the soil particles and the other particles make their way to the coastal zone. Another factor is that there can be a lot of algae in the coastal zone in the water. That algae is a result of excess nutrients, particularly nitrogen, that come into the coastal waters because of all the people that live there.
What would you like to see done to address this issue?
People that live on the coast, almost all of them spend a lot of time on the water. They recognize the amazing productivity of these seagrass habitats. People like to fish around them because they know that they're very productive. But for people living upriver, it's not obvious. And you kind of have to spend some time trying to make the case to them that this really is a significant factor. And a lot of times the things that we're asking people to do really don't cost them much. For example, if you're a farmer and you decrease the amount of runoff and the amount of soil from your property that makes it into the streams, that then make it into the rivers, that then make it into the ocean, that's not a bad thing. If you decrease the amount of fertilizer you put on the land and you still get the same yield from crops, that's not a bad thing. And you can do that because a lot of the fertilizer gets just sort of pushed into the streams with heavy rainfall. So some of these things are known, and sometimes it's difficult to get people to change the way they've always done things, but many times it doesn't cost them anything. For me, that's the positive side of this. We know how to fix it, and it is fixable.